listening to Fox Sports Radio.
One, I think I feel quite vindicated, and one, well, not vindicated. I don't think people were disagreeing as much. But we said it, Jonas, and I got the tape. I'll probably play it tomorrow. Is, to me, I didn't know very much about how Brady was going to make his decisions. But I could see from the strategy, the way a wise guy thinks, that Brady didn't care so much about the salary. Yeah, he wanted to make his fair share of money, but that wasn't going to be the deciding factor. It was going to be this second year. So it seems like he said that. I think it's fair to say about as explicitly as you could. Do you have any doubt about that, or do you see that being the main driver of his decision ultimately, that Belichick wouldn't give him a second year guarantee?
Yeah, I mean, if you just were to sum everything up and kind of take all of what he said, and that, you know, Coach Belichick was looking at towards the future and I wanted to continue to play, it does feel like there wasn't going to be a future beyond this season for him there. And thus, he looked around and realized, all right, it's time to move on.
I think that's fair enough. And we'll get into a little bit how much of that was the Belichick, you know, way. And let's be candid, the high intensity, high pressure, no days off mentality, which is the Patriot way. And I thought especially some of the comments that Brady made about Belichick were the most telling. He said, and I mean, I'll just read some of this because it's just so strong. The way he approached it was the idea that, you know, people have a strong feeling there's a lot of animosity. And he said that, you know, some people even thought that he was going to get away to win one on his own. And he said, I can't do his job, he can't do mine. Now, a lot of people took that to mean the decision not to give Brady the second year. But as he went on here, and I'm looking at the transcript, he said, would I be successful without him, the same level of success? I don't believe I would have been. And I feel the same vice versa as well. To have him as my coach allowed me to be the best I could be, and I'm grateful. I very much believe that he feels the same way because he's expressed that to me. To me, that is so long. I mean, it's hard to say Belichick without one of the great quarterbacks of all time. Even, let's say, would he have been the GOAT without Belichick? It doesn't even matter. Meaning that he's one of the best quarterbacks of all time under most any circumstances you would think. And thus, yes, Brady gets a ton of credit. Belichick, one of the great coaches, yes. But did they add 10%, 20% to each other? I'm not sure, but it's a material amount. Brady helped Belichick. Belichick help Brady, and both of their legacies are going to so benefit from that. Fez, in your opinion, do you agree with that? Do you see that Brady would have been a top 10 quarterback no matter, you know, I guess a horrible circumstance, maybe not, but for the most part, yes, and Belichick the same thing, top 10 regardless. But right now, there's not many people debating against Brady as the best quarterback of all time. It's almost, I'd say 80% of people believe it. And I think over 80% believe Belichick, best of all time. I don't think they could have done it without each other. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a slam dunk, RJ, and we've spoken about it. You can break up their careers into two separate halves, and both of them are a top Hall of Fame player and coach just based upon their first half of their career or their second half.
And that's been the interesting discussion going around recently, and I think it's absolutely true. And I know we've talked about it on this show. I don't remember who brought it up, but the idea that if Brady – I don't think I've heard 2008 – yeah, I think you got to, the first part of the career especially probably has to go a little longer. But let's just say, split it by the decade teams. The 2010 all-decade team he made in the second half of his career just came out. First all-decade team was 10 years ago. I think if Jonas, you would have split up Brady's career into decades, he makes the Hall of Fame twice.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. I mean, he's basically done what Troy Aikman did twice over, to where he won three Super Bowls kind of early on, and then there was sort of a lag period to where they weren't winning any Super Bowls, and then they evolved, they got better, they started to figure out what else was going on around the league, and then they ended up winning three more. He's been fantastic.
And you're right. And in the next couple of days, I'm really going to break down how long it was between Super Bowls. And then remember, the one they ended up winning, the first one, was the Seattle one, which with, you know, less than a minute left, they were, what, 70 to 30 underdogs, 30 for the Pats?
Exactly. Big underdog.
And they won. All right. And then you think about the next win was Atlanta. I mean, just imagine they could have so easily lost both those games. And you know what? They could have easily lost that Rams game. And imagine if they hadn't won a Super Bowl. What would it have been since like 2006 at that point? So it just goes to show you, as much as they're like, Belichick should give him days off and he's too, we want to have fun. Okay, that's fine. But if you look at the performance, you look at the results, it's the last inches, to quote Pacino, that literally dictated the difference between winning and losing. I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas. One more thing that Brady said about Belichick. He goes, I think he had a lot of loyalty, or he has a lot of loyalty. We've had a lot of conversations that nobody has ever been privy to. So many wrong assumptions about our relationship, and I know genuinely how he felt about me. Now, it's interesting he said in the past tense, but he felt. But that to me, Jonas, felt very heartfelt.
Yeah, I think that we're trying to put, you know, two and two together based on just what we're given, when the reality is they're a private organization. They don't let a lot of things get out at all. And if there were a couple of dust ups over 20 years, I don't think that compares to all the times they probably sat, went over film, talked to each other, had real conversations. I think they understand the true value of each other, because Brady knows what it was like to be doubted, to not have a coach like a Bill Belichick, and to be riding the bench. And he also knows Belichick was the guy that drafted him, made him the starter, and they won a bunch of games together and went down as the greatest duo in league history.
And Belichick knows having Bernie Kosar late career as your quarterback is not fun.
Yeah.
Not fun. So let me ask you, Jonas, and we never hold people to an original opinion, even if it turns out to be wrong. And I'm not saying it's wrong. You've been a believer that Brady was finally sick and tired of all the Patriots stuff. After this interview, do you still feel that?
I feel not as strongly that he was sick and tired of it. I don't think those are the right words. I think that he was ready to go. I think he was just ready to do something else. I think he was ready to evolve in another aspect in his career. And I think he just decided that, you know, now, if it's not going to be in New England, you know, make the most of it and let's go do it somewhere else.
I respect the fact that, you know, new information, you reevaluate. That said, I disagree still with you in the following way. Brady also said in this interview, went through this like a court document. He said, I don't think there was a final decision until it happened. So that seems to be referencing the night with Kraft that has been written about. And it strikes me that everyone that's thinking about this correctly is saying, hey, Brady would have stayed in New England if he would have gotten what mattered to him. And I believe, and I think it's been pretty explicit now, that was the second year. Now, would he have taken an embarrassing amount of money? You know, like $11 million? Again, it's embarrassing, but, you know, relatively, yes. I don't think he would have. But if they could have matched his salary the year before, or gave him a two-year deal, I think he made like 20, 21 last year, is if they would have offered him 2 years at 42, you know, instead of 2 years at 50, I think he stays in New England. What do you think?
Maybe. I don't know. I just think that Brady was at a point to where he started to become open to the idea of life outside of New England, and I think that that started to take place before last season, and I think as the season went on, it started to become more apparent. I remember thinking that late in the season that I didn't know whether or not he was going to leave or not. It was hard to imagine that he would play anywhere else, but I think he, at the very least, was more open to the idea of going somewhere else.
Oh, and I agree with that, because what if you look back, and you know, I've looked at it a little bit. I'm not an expert. But the way the contracts have gone for Brady, even the last 3 or 4 years, and remember, this is in the shadow of his power play with Jimmy G. We can't forget this. Brady probably doesn't win that Rams Super Bowl with the Patriots if Jimmy G's still on the team. By all accounts, or by respected accounts, he went in and told Kraft, we need to get rid of this guy. And that's what happened. And apparently, you know, Belichick, his hand was forced. So, one, Brady's got the All-American you know, all shucks way about him, but this guy is a backroom brawler. You know, I respect that, but I think it's certain to say Brady didn't care about this guy's career, getting his one chance at glory. It was like, I want my 18th chance, 19th chance, and 20th is more important than that guy's third. Now, is that – or first, is that wrong? No, but it isn't necessarily something he's going to express and be comfortable expressing it.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I want to make the following case. As much as Brady has been, in this interview specifically, was very gracious about Belichick and made it clear that some of the speculation maybe is wrong, and we never know for sure, but he was very explicit about it. I think that Brady's reaction to Belichick's decision will literally dictate his success in 2020. And let me explain what I mean by this. Belichick judged Brady to be lacking for the first time ever. Literally, he could have had Brady for 2 years. And you don't think, you know, same contract as the Bucks, he certainly could have had him. So we're talking about a handful of millions in a second year. It was Belichick saying, no, thank you. Belichick said, yeah, come on down the year before, but only for 1 year. So, yeah, no doubt about it. Belichick would have taken Brady for $13 million, and no doubt about it, Brady would have taken, whatever, $25 million or maybe $21. It was about how valuable is Brady considered by Belichick. And Belichick had one opinion, and Brady has another. They are in disagreement, and it's Belichick effectively rejecting Brady. And it has been for the first time in 20 years. And not only the first time Belichick's rejected him, but literally the person whose support, whose faith, whose belief had the most effect on Brady. Forgetting the scheming and the coaching and all the great contributions Belichick would have made as a coach, but just as a great football mind, renowned as a great football mind, the greatest eventually in this 20-year period he was renowned to be, Belichick. The idea that he was supportive of Tom Brady during some less than perfect times. People forget that during that span after the first three and before the second three, Brady had some down years. I mean, relatively, but down. It looked like he was trending down. Fez, you were talking about Brady's demise. I mean, I'm not joking. Like in 2013, I think it was, right?
I had to be right eventually.
Exactly. So, and there was reason to have suspicion that maybe he was on the slow fade to the dirt, as they say. And then he turned it back around, and Belichick stood by him the entire time. And now Belichick is saying, no, you're not that good. You're not good enough to be the Patriots QB anymore. And you know what? It's impossible for Brady to agree with Belichick. Because if he agrees with him, then why is he even stepping on the field? So imagine the disconnect, the conflict that is naturally going to be in Brady's mind. Right now, today, right this second, is the idea that he has to have so much belief in himself, that Brady has to. And I just think it's almost impossible that he doesn't have severe doubts, because he's literally told by his football father that he can't do it. The guy that supported him more than any other, at least in the professional football, not his family or whatever. So when you think about it that way, it makes total sense that in the Players Tribune, it seems like maybe Brady's not mentioning Belichick in the way he should or as much as he should. I think as much as Brady's talking in the past tense about the great relationship, it is necessary for him to demonize Belichick now, because if he thinks Belichick is the greatest coach of all time, then the greatest coach says he's done. What does he do with that? Nothing. So he's got to put Belichick off to the side. And I think, though I believe what he's saying about the good feelings in the past, and that teamwork, I believe all of that is why now is so painful for him. I'm RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas. When we come back,
straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
I mean, here's a stat of stats. When Brady wins his third game this season, and the odds are very good he'll win his third game, he will have more wins, 43 years old or older, as a starting quarterback than the entire NFL history combined. There's been two wins, 43 or older, ever. So this is uncharted territory. And you've got that against Brady also. You got Father Time. He's got a pretty good record. And Belichick. You want to talk about two people or two entities you don't want to fight? Jonas, Father Time and Bill Belichick. That's what Brady's doing. I give him credit. Yeah. I give him credit. It's going to be fun to watch. Here's the question. What we know is Peyton Manning only won two Super Bowls. He spent literally 99% of his career to win one, and then his last game he won a second. But you know what? I don't get hardly any sense. To a shocking degree, I don't, that second Super Bowl means anything when it comes to his legacy. Now, maybe eventually when people forget the way the game went, it will just be that number too. But it's almost like they can't even talk about it without saying, well, you know, the defense carried him. He hardly could play, but he had to, yeah. And the question is, if Brady could have that seventh Super Bowl, that'd be an amazing number, amazing. But play as exactly how Peyton Manning played the year that was his final year. Or have a good year, like the eighth best quarterback statistically in the regular season, but eliminated in the division round of the playoffs. Which would he take? And now we got 2 years, so let's just assume that 1 year he's not going to win it and he's going to have decent stats, but then the year we're trying to identify as, which way would he rather go, Super Bowl or stats, Jonas?
Stats.
Yeah, why, though? Because it seems like it goes against the whole Brady's about winning.
Because Brady is about winning, but it's not just about winning football games anymore for him. If he plays poorly and doesn't look good his final year, what does that say about his branding, his TB12? He is all about, putting your body in the best position to succeed every single year, even into your 40s, and he's doing things that have never been done before. If he can still play at a high level, approaching 45, it says a lot about what his post-career is going to look like when it comes to his brand.
And listen, I think you are so right on with this. And I think Brady made a marketing mistake. And let's be candid. Brady is brilliant in many ways. He's a genius football player. You know, you don't think a genius in athletes, but Muhammad Ali was a genius boxer. The way that he boxed was the highest, level the human mind can do anything, really. Einstein, Ali, I think that's fair. Brady, maybe not. Well, who knows? Maybe he's right there. But it was a mistake to make 45 the number. Because the old saying, Jonas, I don't have to be faster than the bear. I have to be faster than you. You know that one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Brady is, if he has a decent season this year, if he is the 16th best ranked quarterback in QBR, number 16, smack in the middle, he's done something freaking historic. No one has won. Literally, there's been two wins at this age in the history of the NFL, 43 or older. If he goes 8-8, he's more than doubled the all-time wins. And somehow, then if the next year he doesn't do well, and apparently the year after that, which is truly his 45th year, he set a bar that's almost, he's going to do something no one's ever done before, and still it might feel like a disappointment. But you're right. If it does feel like a disappointment, I think that's very meaningful to not only Brady's finances. I think it's more than that. It's him having another career that's meaningful, like Kobe was starting to have, that I think is the main issue. I'm RJ Bell. We are straight out of Vegas. We're now going to go to Steve Fezzik. Same question. Brady, Super Bowl next 2 years? Would he rather with bad stats or great or really good stats, no Super Bowl?
You know, I got to be honest. I think the stats argument is stronger. I was going to say the Super Bowl initially, but then I looked at how bad Peyton Manning's stats are. And, the year that he won that Super Bowl, the second one, and I don't think Tom TB wants to go out that way, RJ.
Yeah, but it's funny. I think if somehow there was a time machine and he could have one of those scenarios for the next 10 years and then 10 years from now, he'd take the Super Bowl, I think, because the memory does fade.
Right out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.